everybody. Let's get some why not us's in the goddamn chat. The Padres win an absolute classic in extra innings tonight on this late, but this fine Friday evening. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the goddamn post-game show. The Padres just defeat the San Francisco Giants. It was a back and forth. It was a boxing match. This is brought to you by BetOnline.ag, your number one source for betting needs. Garcia blows it. Machado says, no, 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 not so fast. The Giants come back. The Padres win. A slugfest, a boxing match, a thriller, a classic, a nail biter. In 10 innings, 8-7. How is it going, everybody? Born AK Hog here with the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. Let's get a quick roll call. Where is everybody tuning in from on this fine Friday night, man? Where is everybody tuning in from? Let's get some why not us's in the chat. Let's get a quick roll call, man. I'm tuning in from San Diego, California. If I was in LA where I live, we would have lost this game, but I am in San Diego. I love this team, everybody. Let's get some W's. Let's get some why not us's. Smash the like button. We're going to hear from Bo Mel, who made his return to the club today. Sacramento says Mike Marquez. El Paso says YOLO. Why not us's, man? Let's get those in the goddamn chat, everybody. Welcome to the post-game show. Welcome to the post-game show, everybody. Let's fucking go, everybody. I'm so hyped. We have so much to discuss. The San Diego Padres go to 11 games over 500. They advance to 25-14. They have a big-time victory against a divisional foe, the SF Giants. 11 hits to the Padres, 10 hits to the Giants, 8-7. This was just an elite, a supreme, an amazing played baseball game throughout. The competition levels with these two showed that both of these teams came to play today, and it was an absolute barn burner, a slugfest. And we thought it was all over with the Will Myers double, the bases clearing, the two-out, two-RBI double in the eighth inning. We thought it was over. Luis Garcia comes into the game. No Taylor Rogers, everybody. Holy cow, what an absolute freaking game today, man. Wow. How is everybody doing, man? How is everybody doing? It was Manaea versus Yunis. Yunis goes six innings, pitch four and runs, two strikeouts. Manaea, six innings, pitch four and runs, five strikeouts. They both weren't really on their game tonight. Manaea didn't have his best stuff. Darren Ruff. Why does Darren Ruff always screw the San Diego Padres? Welcome to the stream, and let's get one more. Why not us is in the chat. I'm missing a super chat. Thomas says, let's fucking go. Friday dubs feel so good, especially against the midgets. Why not us? We had baseballs being thrown to Jurickson Profar. We had Bud Light bottles being thrown to Jurickson Profar. We need to talk about all of this. This game had so much complexities to it. Let's get some W's, and why not us is. Shout out Thomas for the $20 holla. I am absolutely amped, man. Yes, yes. Guys, we're 25-14. This Friar team is making me believe. I'm starting to feel it. And everybody, wherever you are, however you may be listening, I'm glad you're joining the Hogwatch. Feel that excitement. Feel it in those veins, because holy shit, my goodness, my gosh, my gracious, I can feel everyone, almost 300 of y'all's energy in this stream right now, because I am amped right now. I had a long day, and this was the cherry on top on making it a fantastic day. And Ashley says, when Robinson Cano is in the lineup, the San Diego Padres are 3-0. It just felt like one of those games where the Padres were going to be in a slugfest. The Giants get that first run in the second inning, but then immediately in the top of the third inning, everybody, the San Diego Padres fight back. They put up four runs. Jake from Rake Farm had his third home run of the season, took a two-run bomb almost into McCovey Cove in right field. Manny Machado, where do I start with you? This guy is the best player in baseball right now, all around. He is a hitting machine. He delivers when you need it, and he is the lone force, the rock, the engine, and the heart and soul of this baseball team right now. And I'm not going to even skip to all the shit. Well, no doubt the top hog of the night. No doubt. It was El Gallo in the eighth, but Manny Machado comes in and he just, oh my God, off Duvall in the 10th, attacking early. And Manny Machado is hitting the ball to all areas of the field right now. You see right field with those two singles and then the big time RBI in the 11th inning with the gapper. Manny Machado is that man, everybody. Manny Machado is that man. Thank you so much for the super chat, Thomas. Thank you guys so much, Padres Humor. Let's fucking go, Hog. It was so satisfying to shut those fans up. They were chirping today, man. They were absolutely freaking chirping today. Oh my God, Padres Humor. Let's go, man. Those Giants fans, they're ruthless, huh? We got to get into the videos of them throwing the bottles at Profar, the freaking baseballs at Profar. Jake, my guy, how's it going? How's it going? Hey, everybody in the chat, let's get some W's for Jake. Thank you so much, man, for the $20 holler. But let's get some how's it going, everybody? Thank you, Jake, my man. I'm going to hit you offline about that. I'm not allowing. Guys, we're going to hear from the skipper, Bob Melvin. We're getting in still into this post-game recap. What a freaking, this is the victory of the season. I thought we've had other victories of the season. This was it, everybody. This was freaking it. Look how closely tight of a game this was, man. Look how freaking closely tight of a game this was, man. We got almost 300 people in here. Smash the like button, guys. I can feel your energy in the live stream right now. I can feel the pulse, man. I can feel the pulse. 11 hits to 10 hits. No errors each side. It was just a clean kind of game, a clean kind of day. And what happens next? The Padres put up their four. Manny Machado has some high IQ base running plays. And then Darren Ruff comes to town. And for some reason, Darren Ruff just finds a way to just go deep twice. He makes an insane diving play. Guys, when was Darren Ruff a good left fielder? I mean, this guy made insane diving plays. Unbelievable stuff. Next thing you know, everybody, let's fast forward to the eighth inning. It's 4-4. It's 4-4. And it's just a boxing match. It's back and forth, pound for pound. And Will Myers, El Gallo, has been everything that the Padres have wanted for since coming off the injured list. Maybe he really was. Maybe he really was playing hurt. And he comes in. Let's go, C's. Yes, sir. Oh, my God. We got so many donations. C's, W, Frack, the Little Giants. Oh, my God. And by the way, everybody, no Joe on the mound tomorrow. No Joe on the mound tomorrow to go for the series win immediately on that fine Saturday noon. Thank you so much for the $10 holidays. And Drew Down, Mr. Franchise Man himself, the restaurant owner himself, Drew. Thank you so much for the super sticker, my man. Guys, the Discord was rocking mods. If you want to put the link to the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Discord, it was absolutely rocking tonight. We almost got 600 people in the Discord mods, if you may. Put the link so people can join the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Discord. Again, welcome to the Padres Hogwatch post-game show. I'm your host, Borna, a.k.a. Hog. This is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. And if you were to bet that the Padres were going to win after the Giants tied it in the ninth in BetOnline.ag, I would have said you're a crazy man, but you would have made a lot of money. We go Will Myers has a huge, and I mean an absolutely huge, two out RBI double in the eighth inning. Will Myers shuts me up. He shuts a lot of people up. And here's the play when Myers tied the goddamn game in the eighth. Unbelievable. Myers ties the game. I mean, Myers brings the Padres up 6-4. And then here is when the game became very, very interesting. Thank you guys again. We're going to engage with chat in a sec, just doing this post-game recap because I'm on absolute pure ecstasy right now, guys. We're going to hear from the skipper, Bob Melvin. We're going to hear from every single freaking person. Join the Padres Hogwatch Discord. Yes, sir, everybody. Now, here's the thing. Taylor Rogers threw over 35 pitches against the Phillies. He wasn't available tonight. What had happened was we brought in Luis Garcia. We actually at first brought in Tim Hill to get that final out in the eighth. He gets it done, and it was the setup man, Luis Garcia himself. It was the time for Luis Garcia. Luis, you have a two-run lead. Protect yourself. If Taylor Rogers ever goes down, we have faith in you that you are the man. Luis Garcia comes into the game. He gets the first two guys. He's in two outs. but those goddamn San Francisco Giants. Those goddamn San Francisco Giants just have so much battle in them. Walks, Yastrzemski, Peterson walking. And why is it that Wilmer Flores is just so damn good with the Giants? And guys, I want to ask you this. I want to ask all 300 plus of you guys in the stream this question. When you saw that Wilmer Flores broken bat, two RBI single to tie the game, give me one word. I want to hear from all of y'all. Give me one word in the chat to just describe the feeling you felt when you saw Wilmer Flores hit that single. I was going to vomit. I was laughing. I was preparing for the stream. I had typed it out, and I was literally laughing at my own computer screen. If my parents came in and saw my reaction to watching the Wilmer Flores single, they would have taken me to some mental health center because I was just losing my mind. I was getting mad at my friends in group chats. I was just being a dick because I was like, holy shit, we are goddamn cursed. Again, welcome to the post-game show as well, everybody. If you don't know it, if we hit 4,000 subscribers by June 10th, I will be giving away a Nabil Chrismat jersey. Yes, you heard it. I will be giving away a real Nabil Chrismat jersey. By the way, everybody, Chrismat today, by the way, he was nails once again. 1 2/3, 2 hits, no runs allowed, 67% of his pitches being for strikes. Pain, Luis Choker Garcia, Sex. Pain, honestly, deja vu. I see a lot of deja vus, wanted to die, not literally, but figuratively, depressed. The game's tied. And then you're like, holy shit, guys, the Padres are in trouble. They have to face Duvall. It's the Giants' best guy, their best arm. He can be erratic. But I have something to tell y'all. The best player in baseball came to the plate to face Duvall. And Manny Machado immediately comes in and says, no, not so fast. I'm that man. I'm the $300 million man. And hey, Padres, I'm going to put you on my goddamn back. All night long, all season long. It's crazy, guys. I want to make one point about Manny Machado. We take his greatness for granted because of Fernando Tatis Jr.'s showmanship, his talent, his swagger on the field. But you guys forget that Manny Machado is the real engine, the heart and soul, the DNA, and the real direction of this organization and who we try and represent ourselves as the San Diego Padres. He is now showing his huge importance to this baseball club. This huge importance to this baseball club with the absence of El Nino. And it's almost like Fernando's rise to stardom kind of masked Machado's greatness. But this guy's on pace for 3,000 hits. He's on pace for 300-400 home runs. He is an RBI machine, and he is a steady 2-3 hitter for the next two goddamn decades. He's the steady force. He's the old man who's actually just 29 years old, and he is on his way to Cooperstown at this rate. Manny Machado, you're no doubt top hog of the night. And if I wasn't at home, I'd show you the updated tally board. But let's get some one more why not us's in the goddamn chat. We're going to hear from Bomel, Padres skipper, on today's victory. Bob Melvin, what a way to return back to the lineup. Okay, let's get some also W's for Bob Melvin for being safe, for being healthy, had successful prostate surgery. And what a time to test your freaking stress coming back to Oracle Park for an absolute nail biter. Guys, I also think that this game shows that the San Diego Padres and the Giants are both going to be very good this year. This was a clean played game. These were two very big time playoff contending teams going mano a mano, pound for pound, dollar for dollar, swinging haymakers at one another. And it just turned out that the team that wanted it slightly more were those guys from the gas lamp in Southern California. Drew Down, thank you so much for your donation. Says Manny, money, sign, Machado is unreal. We are so lucky to be watching him here in San Diego. Let's get some W's, Drew. Thank you so much for your constant support of the goddamn channel. Everybody, this was the post-game quick recap. Padres Giants, May 20th, an absolute slugfest. All right, guys, man. Welcome, guys. Welcome. Now I'm going to start engaging. Drew, thank you so much for your donation, man. I appreciate your support of the channel. Let's get some W's for everyone who's donated. Jake, Drew, Thomas, everybody who's donated. Padres Humor, welcome to the postgame show, everybody. We're going to hear from Skipper Bob Melvin. And you know what the beautiful thing is today, everybody? The Padres were able to win a game even without good starting pitching today. I mean, Sean Manaea allows 4 and 6 innings. Not awful, but not a quality start. And we have become accustomed to those quality starts. But this Padres offense, man, it wasn't just the 11 hits. Because remember, they had 11 hits in Philadelphia yesterday, but only scored 2 runs. What was it? It was the timely hits. Thank you guys again for all your super chats. I want you guys to know, donations or no donations, the fact that you guys are watching me, we got 300 of y'all rocking in here, is all I can ask for on this fine Friday night. So let's get one more. How's it going to the chat? How's it going, everybody? Ace, bro, you have something special here. Keep it going. Ace, you are special, man, supporting me. I remember when I had 100 subscribers, you were supporting me. You got my back. I got yours. I got everyone's back in this live stream, everybody. But the beautiful thing, Ace, thank you so much for the $2 holla. How's it going? The beautiful thing that I'm understanding, and Glenn Vickery hits it right on the head. It's the timely hitting. It's the timely hitting from the San Diego Padres. That Will Myers, 2-out, 2 RBI double in the 8th inning. It's the timely hitting that makes this team different. It's one thing to have 10 hits and 2 runs, which you can see is very plausible and common in today's game, especially with the offensive numbers being down, but it's another thing to have 10 hits, 11 hits in this case tonight, and 8 runs. Because when the pound was on the line, when all the chips were pushed in front of the table, the Padres' bats came alive. They delivered with 2-out hittings. And every single World Series team, everybody, every single World Series team is very, very good when they can hit with 2 outs. The Giants proved that they're a good 2-out hitting team in that bottom of the 9th inning. But the Padres proved that they're a great 2-out hitting team in the top of the 8th inning. And they deliver when they need to be, when your palms are sweating a little bit more, when you're choking on the bat a little bit more. But good teams with good DNA are able to get it done. And who set the tone? Who sets the precedent of having a team who can hit well with 2 outs? It's goddamn Manny Machado. And by the way, everybody, as Mike Marquez says it, Will Myers is hitting 305 RBIs. Listen, I gave the top hog to Manny Machado. I'm not giving a hog wash today. But let's get some honorary top hogs for Will Myers. Guys, I was giving Will Myers a ton of crow. An absolute ton of crow. But he's looking like a different kind of ball player. What are we thinking about Will Myers right now? He is looking like a different kind of ball player coming off the injured list. Maybe he was hurt. Because you know what I tell you guys all the time? You know when Will Myers is going well, when he's hitting the ball to right center field. When Will Myers is hitting the ball to right center field, he's going very well. And multiple times today, one of them was a deep fly out in which the winds kind of swirled the ball back into Oracle Park. The other was the 2-out, 2 RBI double that I thought was going to leave the park. He's hitting the ball to right center field. And that's how you know. We all know the infield is going to be fine production-wise. The biggest scarcity, the biggest concern is the alpha. We can get into Grisham struggling, Profar struggling a little bit. But if you just get Will Myers a shillelagh to get going, any kind of production to get it going in the outfield is a plus. Sky, thank you so much for the $2 holla. Says big win tonight. Tim Hill, big out. We need him better. Very good point. Again, guys, surprising news. The Padres did option down Steven Wilson today because when you look at the bullpen, it was tough to decide who are you going to option down with Tim Hill's imminent return. You weren't going to option down Stammen, who's been great. You weren't going to option down Taylor Rogers. You weren't going to option down Garcia. You weren't going to option down Suarez. You're paying those guys tens of millions of dollars. You had to option down Steven Wilson because he's young, he's cheap, and he has a lot of options left. We're going to hear from Bob Melvin on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. Sky, loyal viewer, loyal donator, thank you so much for the goddamn freaking donations. Let's take a quick look, everybody, before we hear from Padres skipper Bomel at the San Diego Padres box score tonight. Looking at this team, Cronenworth one hit, Manny Machado, man. I cannot get over this guy. Another three-hit night. Eric Hosmer was one of the lonely guys who was 0-4. Same with Robinson Cano. But here's one thing I want to mention about Robinson Cano. I understand Robinson Cano. By the way, Javi says, who pitches tomorrow? No, Joe. I understand Robinson Cano was 0-5. But guys, watch the quality of this guy's at-bats. 14 pitch at-bats, 9 pitch at-bats. He was 0-5 tonight, but he is really driving up pitcher counts. He's grinding. I love him right now. I love him right now. It's great. Sky makes a great point, too, that Jake Cronenworth scored 3 times tonight. Profar had the hit. Profar had 3 hits, okay? Myers had the 2 big hits. Ha-Sung Kim had the hit. But it was a few guys who carried the goddamn load tonight, who carried the shoulder, and it was absolutely amazing. And we got a big one tomorrow with Joe Musgrove, Carlos Rodon. Everybody, how is it freaking going, man? How is it freaking going? You guys want to hear from Bob Melvin, or should we wait a little bit in the stream to hear from Padres skipper Bob Melvin on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show? Let's wait a little bit. Let's hear from Will Myers tonight after this big victory, man.
Stick with you, they help you down the season, you know, when you get in the tough days of August, September, and you think back and you remember games like this, and it helps you win. It you know, makes you stronger, makes you resilient. So good teams win games like that, and that's what we're able to do tonight.
Guys, Will has been so damn good lately, man. He's been so damn good. We're going to hear from Will Myers, everybody, right now on the Padres Hogwatch postgame show.
Some really good pitches, a funky delivery, but was able to see enough sliders and put the bat on it there. He made a good pitch. I was just able to kind of put a good swing on it and drive it out in the right center. It was a good swing. I like where I was in that approach, so I want to try to keep that going.
What an AB from Will Myers there against Rodgers, Tyler Rodgers, because he's kind of a submarine pitcher. He hit Cronenworth earlier in that AB. His stuff was moving a ton, but Will Myers was locked in on his approach. He knew that he wanted to drive the ball to right field, and he did just that. Again, everybody, you look at the 2-for-5, you look at the 3-for-5, and you're like, oh, yeah, these are good big league nights. Why so much praise? You guys have to understand. I want you guys to understand. It's the timely hitting. It's the timely freaking hitting. All right, we won't hear it, then I won't play it as much if it's that too hard to hear. I want to get to this donation. Props to Profar for giving us the run buffer in the 10th. Maybe the fans should piss him off some more. I want to get into that a little bit as well, everybody, talking about Jerickson Profar and kind of why that was a little bit of an issue tonight. We're going to hear from Jerickson Profar, and that shit was a little bit insane, guys. That shit was a little bit insane. Guys, they were throwing baseballs at Jerickson Profar. So Ryan Cohen, Padres superfan, thank you so much for the donation, guys, said something when he was at the game. He said, In the second inning, Jerickson Profar actually threw a ball at the Giants stance. He actually threw a ball at the Giants stance. So that is why the Giants threw the balls back at him. Now, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what the situation is, but it looked like it was a little bit of a shit show on Profar's end as well. They threw some beer cans, some bottles at him later in the game. I'm waiting for a John Boy breakdown maybe of it. Maybe we'll get a quick John Boy media breakdown of it, but I don't know what the situation was. It sounded pretty insane. It sounded pretty immature, whatever it was, on both ends of the stick there. So I don't know. Chat, I also want to ask you something. Do you guys hear it if I play the audio through my AirPods? Let me know. You guys hear this or no? Stream, do you guys hear this or no? If not, I'll scratch it. All right. Never mind. We'll fix the audio issues a bit later. Again, everybody, the Padres win an absolute freaking big one today. Manny Machado leading 10th top hog award of the night. Now, chat, we got 300 of y'all here. I want to ask you guys one question. Give me one word to describe tonight's win. Give me one word to describe tonight's win. I just want one. Mine is ecstasy. Mine is ecstasy. Alberto, how you doing, everybody? Let's get one more roll call. Where did everybody watch this glorious victory tonight? Where did everybody watch this glorious victory tonight? I watched it in the beautiful abode in sunny San Diego, man. Oh, it feels so good again. We are also on Apple Podcasts. We are also on Spotify. We are also on all these different media outlets, everybody. Go ahead and shout out to my great sponsor team on Instagram, Jorge, for letting us know when we go live on the Padres Hogwatch postgame show. Everybody, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at the Hogwatch. Go ahead and follow me on Apple Podcasts. You guys leave amazing reviews. Go ahead and thank you guys and listen to the podcast in a podcast format. Radio driving to the airport, greedy, battle, incredible, clutch, fighters, sexy, euphoria. And by the way, everybody, not much long of a wait. We got some early baseball tomorrow, 1 p.m. We got the game. No Joe versus Carlos Rodon, guys. Two pitchers who both threw a no-hitter. And you know what? I have to do it because I have to stay consistent with it. Machado was my top hog. You know what? I'm going to give two hot top hogs tonight. I'm going to give my top hog to Myers and Machado, and my hog wash goes to Luis Garcia. I'm going to upload the graphic and the template when I get access to my Photoshop again, but screw it. Two top hogs, Will Myers and Manny Machado, and your hog washes is Luis Garcia, because Luis comes into the game. He does so well. He fights so hard, but it just didn't happen for him. I think what happens with Luis Garcia, and I think what happened with some other Padres pitcher, is this. There's a fine line, everybody. That's something I want to describe to you about. Sean Manaea was doing this well earlier to start the game. He was attacking the zone. He was attacking the zone and attacking the zone and attacking the zone. But then he started attacking the zone a little bit too much. He started throwing too many strikes in the middle. But then when you look at some of these relievers like Luis Garcia, right now, he needs to be attacking the zone more. You can throw your splitters in the low zone for strikes. You can throw that sinker for strikes. But unfortunately for him, they try and get too cute. They try not to attack the zone. Guys, he throws 99 with movement. You need to attack the zone. It's not like you throw 99 with straight linear plane like Suarez, where he needs to nibble around the zone a little bit more. With Luis Garcia, your shit is moving like wildfire. Just pound the zone. I promise you good things are going to happen and you live with the results. But it needs to show you that you trust your stuff. But again, everybody, we can say that Sean Manaea is the hogwash because of his six innings pitched, four and runs. But is he the hogwash, or does it more ahead and just go to show you how ridiculously high our expectations are for Padres starting pitching? I mean, we have a guy who goes six innings, pitch allows four runs. Sure, it's not a quality start, but it more than damn well keeps your team in the baseball game. Especially when you got El Ministro, Eli Defenso, Manny goddamn Machado, who's been an absolute horse this year. So everybody, ask you, who's the MVP of the National League so far? By the way, everybody, go ahead and follow me on Twitter as well, at the Hogwatch. It was absolutely amped. Go ahead and shoot me a follow on Twitter at the goddamn Hogwatch, man. I am so freaking hyped. This was such a big win. One of the biggest. Is this the biggest win of the year, everybody? Is this the biggest win of the year? I want to ask y'all. Because it goddamn feels like it. And I want to get some one word in the chat. Let's get some why not us's in the goddamn chat one more time. Why not us? We got 300 plus of y'all in here. Let's get this thing to 150 likes. And again, if you don't know me, everybody, my name is Borna, a.k.a. Hog. I talk about the San Diego Padres after every single goddamn Padres game. We do post-game shows after every single Padres game. We have player interviews. We had Strom on, Steven Wilson on, Jeff Passan on the channel. Smash the like button for some more of that shit. And I know it's Friday night, and I know you guys better be safe, but I also know that you guys are going to sleep so goddamn well tonight, because Hog is going to feel so damn good. Do we believe in this team now? Where do we stand on this Padres team? Again, everybody, Jerry says, I need that Chrismat jersey. I will be giving away a Nabil Chrismat jersey if and only if the Hogwatch is able to hit 4,000 subscribers by June 10th. So if you're new to the channel, subscribe to the channel, turn on those post bell notifications, spread the word of the Hogwatch to get it. I'll always believe in this team, says the kid who said the Phillies would take 2 out of 3 from the Padres. How is it going tonight, everybody? Now, I want to ask chat this question. It feels great that the offense was getting it going. Did you think Bob Melvin left in Garcia too long there after he walked Jock? Do you think, and I want to ask you guys this in hindsight, do you guys think that Jock Peterson, once he got walked, do you think the skipper, Bob Melvin, should have came out and yanked him? It's okay for us to get, it's okay for us to criticize our skipper. It's more than okay for us to criticize our skipper, but I'm curious what you guys need to say. I'm curious what you guys have to say about that. I'm very curious. It's an interesting one for me. It's an interesting one for me, nonetheless. By the way, chat, do you guys hear this audio? I want to ask, do you guys hear this audio? Do you guys hear this? I'm trying to see if this audio version works. If not, no. Oh, man, we couldn't figure it out, man. I could not figure it out. God damn it, man. I want to hear the skipper, Bob Melvin, because my laptop audio was too low. God damn it, man. I'll figure it out soon. I'm sweating, man. I got to take a shower later. God damn it. I think I broke my Mac, man. I think I broke my goddamn Mac. Again, what a freaking victory tonight, everybody. I want to show you guys something. I want to show you guys the quick videos of Jurickson Profar and some other situations of Profar literally getting hit by here's a situation, guys. Here's a picture where Profar is literally holding a beer bottle that was thrown at him, which was freaking insane. All right, everybody, the laptop audio was fine. Okay. All right. Well, then let's run it because I want to hear from the skipper, Bob Melvin. So let's run with the laptop audio because I want to hear it. So if it's a little low, I'm sorry. I think it's just a little messed up right now. So let's listen to the skipper, Bob Melvin, after the Padres win an absolute beautiful, beautiful, beautiful win.
Oh, I mean, that's independent kind of what happened with Jerks, and that's uncalled for. Everybody knows that. So how you control that, I'm not sure, but for it to happen a second time wasn't cool.
When Manny was trying to get it to stop, what did that show you as far as just them wanting to...
You know what? I didn't see that. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, Manny does stuff every day to show his leadership qualities. So, you know, it's part security and, you know, just something that's not good for the game.
Have you seen that happen here before?
I don't recall, no.
Bob, to be up 4-1, 6-4, lose those leads and to still keep plugging away. What's that kind of say about the character?
Again, guys, I'm sorry. My speakers are messed up on my Mac. I need to fix them. I totally understand that. But we're going to listen to the rest of Bob Melvin's press conference. The question was, what is it like when you see a team that's able to bounce back when they're down by that much, when the Giants just keep bouncing back, when the Giants continue to freaking bounce back? And what happens? They find a way to just keep bouncing back, keep clawing, keep fighting. Let's hear the rest from Skipper Bob Melvin on the Padres postgame show.
Doing it all year. We played so many close games, and you know we've lost some really tough games and responded the next day. But to have a nice lead and have what feels like a nice lead at the time, a little broken back single ties the game. Now all of a sudden it's a new ball game again to come back and put two up right away like that just shows you what this club's been about all year. So It's great to see, and we keep developing that personality as the season goes along, but it's not easy to do.
Opa keeps riding the roller coaster. Just when you think maybe a guy isn't going to do something, he does. When you think a guy's got a locked down, he doesn't. What's the state of the bullpen right now?
Yeah, you know what? Our record's our record. So
okay, so there it goes. Bob Melvin even admits, they ask what the state of the bullpen is. Our record is our record. But that means that this bullpen, guys, this bullpen is really shady right now. We're lucky because for some reason these swinging Friars like these tough hits. But I want to ask you guys. This bullpen is really, really shady right now. Okay? Listen to his response. But he's like, our record's our record.
Put some things right. I think that was big for Suarez today to be able to get through that. Garcia, you know, I had a walk. Some really good at-bats by their guys, too. You know, after two outs and then a broken bat single, that's a good pitch. So, you know, man, it looks like he gives up a couple runs and gives up a lead. I don't think he pitched poorly, you know, struck out three on top of it. So I think a little unlucky.
And you know what it is too, guys? Here's another very important point. Again, smash that like button. How's it going? Welcome to the San Diego Padres SF Giants postgame show. I'm your enthusiastic goddamn host, born AK here. Brought to you by betonline.ag. I'm drenched in sweat. When your bullpen guys falter, but you have guys like Machado, Cronenworth, El Gallo pick up the slack and say, don't worry, I have your back. We're going to win this game. It allows guys like Garcia to just forget about it and get ready to go to war tomorrow. Because it's one thing if he blew this game and they lost, but it's a lot easier to forget about it if he blew it, but they won. Here's skipper Bob Melvin.
What do you think of the base running by Manny early, especially coming off of this?
Amazing base running. Real quick, Manny Machado's on pace for 30 stolen bases. That's not a typo.
Very aware of, you know, when he needs to take a base. He doesn't do it just to do it. He's doing it in big spots. You know, it's really kind of another element to his game right now that he just continues to try to get better. And, you know, that's all he from day one, talked to me about is I just want to be a better player and look for different ways to do it. And certainly that's one of them.
How much should we expect to see Nabil in the role that he's gone in tonight?
Well, I mean, you know, we talk about performance. You perform and, you know, you get reps like that.
It doesn't matter if Nabil Chrismet's a contact pitcher. He came in big-time situations. And is it official, chat? Is it official that Chrismet is just going to be a high-leverage guy? I mean, this guy, I know there's a lot of contact, but it just seems like his contact always finds Padres defenders. And just imagine when this guy named El Nino returns to this lineup. Just imagine when that happens too. But Chrismet is a.k.a. high-leverage Nabil now because he's getting it done when he needs to. And they're bringing him in the seventh now. He is now legitimately, I would ask you guys this. Do you guys trust Nabil Chrismet? Do you guys trust him? I trust him the second most in this entire bullpen right now. And I never thought I'd say that. Padres Humor is a proud Nabil Chrismet jersey owner. Somebody in this YouTube community, again, join the Discord if you haven't, is going to be a proud Nabil Chrismet jersey owner by June 10th if we hit 4,000 subscribers. Let's see if we can do it. We got about 200 to go. Guys, 9 more subs till we hit 3,800 subscribers. Let's do it live on this live stream. If you're watching me, I know 50% of y'all don't subscribe. Smash that subscribe button. Turn on those post bell notifications. I think Nabil Chrismet is the second most guy I trust. And I never thought I'd say that. Let's hear the rest from skipper Bob Melvin.
You know, last time out, you know, was huge for us and for him to develop that confidence and know his number's going to get called late in the game. So he did it again today and was great. You know, as long as when he continues to pitch, so what's his ERA, a 1.3 right now this year, he deserves the reps he's getting.
Robert wasn't used a couple times that he may have been earlier in the season in Atlanta. And then he wasn't used tonight until you had to use him there. Is that why you say this could be big for him?
It is. I mean, look, he's
big outing.
He's made big strides for us. The stuff always going to be there. Still trying to, you know, get consistent footing here in the big leagues. He has the stuff to do it. We've seen him really good at times. And, you know, each time we think, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a springboard, I think a game like that can be huge for him. So we're going to need him. You know, we signed him for a reason. He's got plus-plus stuff and, you know, he's going to get some more opportunities there.
This was a big outing for Robert Suarez, too. He comes in, no excuses. Now, if he was trying to protect a one-run lead with an inherited runner at second base, it'd be a different story. But the fact that Suarez was able to contribute and get it done and shut the door, as Bomel says, it's a springboard kind of game for him. He has the strikeout to end it. I know Crawford has the single, but it was another high leverage, palms are sweating kind of situation. And Robert Suarez was able to deliver there for the San Diego Padres. Guys, these are moments for this bullpen where you just have to get excited and just say, listen, you take what you can. This was this way for Garcia today, but it was this way for Suarez today because Suarez was able to just get out of it and find a way. Let's listen to the rest of this Bob Melvin interview. Then I'm going to get into a few other things I'd like to discuss.
No, you know what? He's been a little unlucky this year. But his swings are good. He's always confident. You never see him hang his head. He always thinks he's going to get a hit, whether it's lefty or righty. And it's just a matter of time before he gets on a real hot streak because he has the ability to do that. He's done it in the past. And I think, a little bit against the grain is maybe where he's hitting at this point in time in the season. But he does things that show up maybe not on the stat sheet a lot of times, but they show up on the scoreboard at the end of the game. So.
Guys, I want to say one more thing. The Padres team last year, they don't win this kind of game. They'd give up a 4-1. If they gave up a 4-1 lead, if they gave up a 6-4 lead with two outs and empty bases in the ninth, I promise you the team would implode. They would lose the game. They would panic. Jay Stinger would not know what he's doing. After a deflating ninth inning, they showed a kind of resilience, a passion, a poise to bounce back and say, hey, it's a brand new game. And that's why you need a veteran leader in the clubhouse in Bob Melvin.
Stolen base, knocked in the second run in the 10th. Obviously, you had him in Oakland, so you know what he can do, but big game from him, regardless of the outfield, right?
No, maybe that's, that fires you up a little bit too, but, it's not comfortable. I know that. So, it just shows there's some metal there to be able to stay focused and come up with your best work late in the game. So, credit to him for not getting too distracted and/or upset.
Unbelievable win, guys. Just an unbelievable. There was Bob Melvin again on the Padres Hogwatch postgame show. I'm your host, Borna AK Hog, brought to you by betonline.ag. If that was a loss, Tingling would have said we battled, we scrapped, we clawed. But guys, I want to make that point one more time. This is where you having a manager wins you a baseball game tonight. I understand we talk about Manny Machado. I understand we talk about these players, but just having Bob Melvin right the ship and focusing on those situations, it makes you feel good. Here's the Jerkson Profar update from Dennis Lynn, okay? Profar said he tried to throw a baseball to a Padres fan, okay, moments ago from Dennis Lynn, when someone else picked it up and threw it in his direction on the field. He threw it back into the stands. You pay to watch the game. You can talk. But as soon as you try to throw stuff, that's different. So there it is. We finally get the accurate situation on the Jerkson Profar situation again. Go ahead and join the Padres Hogwatch Discord again. From Grisham. There's the update. I'll say it one more time. Dennis Lynn had just said, Jerkson Profar said he tried to throw a baseball to a Padres fan. When someone else picked it up and threw it in his direction on the field, he threw it back into the stands. You pay to watch the game. You can talk, but as soon as you try to throw stuff, that's different. So he did what he was supposed to do. Imagine imagine a fan doing that, man. Imagine probably Profar trying to give this ball to a little kid and then this guy's like, hell no. This guy's like, hell no. To top it off too, Profar had a three-hit night. Here's another thing I want to mention, guys. The Jake Cronenworth home run today was the Padres' first home run in 1 week. That's not good. Listen, I'm not going to put on a negative Nancy on this show and on this parade, but man. If they need to get going in the slugging department pretty goddamn soon. I also want to say one more thing, everybody. The Padres Discord, you guys should 100% join the Padres Discord, was absolutely rocking tonight. Love it. I love it. Guys, go ahead and join the Padres Hogwatch Discord. We're welcoming some new members, I believe, in the stream. Lame1987, welcome. Sean Lennon, welcome to the stream again. To all my new viewers, welcome. Come and join the Padres Hogwatch Discord. Mods, put the links, please, in the chat. But, man, it's crazy that the Padres have been finally winning, and it was their first home run. It was their first home run in literally a week. But you guys gotta tip your caps off to the Giants. You guys need the Discord link is right here. You can see it. But you guys need to give and you need to tip your goddamn caps to the Giants, guys. This is a team with not much talent, yet they play so damn well. They just play so damn well. Again, I'll put the Discord link. I'll pin it at the top of my chat. Guys, this Giants team is legitimately like for real. Can you guys all admit that this Giants team is going to be really, really, really good? And I said this right before my I pinned the Discord link. But guys, this is a situation where this final playoff spot, it could be down between the San Diego Padres and the San Francisco Giants. It can 110% be between the San Diego Padres and the San Francisco Giants. I promise you. I promise you. It can 110% be between those two teams. Again, guys, shoot me a follow on Instagram as well at the Hogwatch. Thank you so much for the donation, man. All these $20 hollas tonight. Let's get some W's in the goddamn chat. Social Dude 9 says, just got back to my hotel from Oracle Park. Lots of salty Giants fans out there. Go Padres, man. We had some Padres representation at the game tonight as well, Social Dude 9. That is absolutely insane, man. I'm so glad to see that you were at the game, and it's a great way for the Friar faithful to stand up because all I saw was the brown and gold at Oracle Park tonight, man. Thank you so much for your donation, man, your graciousness for the channel, and your support for the channel, man. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. And, man, after the San Diego Padres win tonight, again, let's W's for that donation. Here are the updated NL West standings. The Dodgers are in first place, but the Padres, they gain a full game on the San Francisco Giants after the big victory tonight. Now they are still 1.5 behind the Dodgers, and, man, this Padre team is just standing with their, they're continuing to win. And listen, we can be upset if they're going to be second in this division, but if they can gain some separation on these Giants, if they can just gain some separation here, it's going to make us feel nice to have some goddamn breathing room. But again, everybody, enjoy these kind of victories. Enjoy these kind of nights, because these are the nights that you need to remember. These are the nights that you need to enjoy, you need to not forget about, because guys, you remember what happened in middle of June last year when the shit started going that way. Don't take these moments for granted. This is an awesome victory. And why not this team? Why not the San Diego Padres? But I want to stress that one more time. I really want to stress this one more time. Enjoy this night. This is these kind of victories happen a few times a year. Just enjoy this kind of night. Enjoy that Bob Melvin is a San Diego Padre. Enjoy that Melvin is the goddamn skipper of this team. I want to talk about Sean Manaea tonight as well. Listen, he got into himself into some trouble in the second inning. Wilmer Flores got the frame started with the single. Thiago Estrada singled after LaStella fouled out. Manaea walked him. He loaded the bases. Casale had the sack fly, but he was able to limit the damage. The Padres offense, you know, responded, but Darren Ruff hit the two-run jack. What were your thoughts on Manaea tonight? Listen, I thought he was trying to pound the zone a little too much. I usually support pitchers who try and throw a lot of strikes. I just think a lot of his strikes were at the heart of the plate, and I didn't really love to see that. ADHD, man. Let's go, boy. I had to donate also since all the other OGs. I love it, man. I love it. Fuck, I guess I had to donate also since all the other OGs have. Let's fucking go. Fuck you. Stop it, man. I'm not going to ever wish harsh on anybody, man. I'm not that kind of person. Again, guys, listen, I want to say one message about that. I know I got blown up on Twitter the other night. Listen, guys, there's going to be haters. It comes into the territory, but I appreciate you guys having my back. You know, Hawks heads up, and I love talking to y'all every single night. Those guys don't faze me, man. We got each other's backs. I know you guys got my back, and there's going to be people who try and take you down in this world. To all of you guys watching me, I promise you, there's going to be people who try and take you down in this world. Stick to the people that you love. Keep your circles tight and help them bring you up and help bring your friends up too. Thank you so much for your donation, ADHD. It means a lot more than the money having your support you have in my back. I appreciate everybody watching me, and let's get some why not us's in the goddamn chat. Joe Musgrove's not even hurt. What is this troll saying, man? What is this troll saying? And guys, we got an absolute big time game tomorrow, man. We got a freaking unbelievable game tomorrow. We got Joe Musgrove. We got Carlos Rodon. We got two guys who threw no-hitters tomorrow. But guys, the Padres are on the goddamn Fox Sports 1 curse. I don't like the Fox Sports 1 curse, man. What's this Joe Musgrove's hurt stuff? I don't buy it. And here's another thing, guys. Here's one thing that the Padres did amazing in the first half last year. I want to mention that they didn't really do in the second half last year. They were aggressive on the base pads tonight. Machado, Kim, Profar all stole a base, giving the Padres a pair of chances with runners in scoring position. They didn't take advantage of it, but they were also aggressive at the plate. They saw 10 or less pitches in four of the nine innings. However, after the four-run third, the Padres didn't score in those next four. But again, it came huge in the eighth. Cronenworth reached base after he was hit. Rogers sat down Machado and Hosmer. Profar reached on an infield single when Will Myers came to play for a crucial at-bat. El Gallo was freaking good. And even Myers said at the end, Rogers made a good pitch. I was just able to kind of put a good swing on it. I liked where I was at in my approach. And guys, for the first time, Will Myers looks like his 2020 self again. Are we confident on Will Myers? Are we confident in Will Myers right now? I didn't ignore your dono. I totally responded to your dono. Are you not watching, man? I appreciate your dono. I responded to it. Jakob says, sup, Hog, join late, but let's go. Why not us, baby? Guys, if you don't know it, I'm going to be introducing some YouTube emojis probably next week. Hint, hint, maybe one of them is going to be why not us. So we got all that stuff in the works. I'm trying to make this a safe space, an exclusive community. All you guys, I appreciate it. Jakob, thank you so much for the $2 holla, man. Thank you guys so much for the $2 holla. Nabil Chrismat was freaking great. And let's get one more round of W's for Bob Melvin, man. His health is everything. He comes back from prostate surgery and he feels good. And well, imagine this kind of gift coming back from surgery, man. Imagine getting this kind of gift coming back from goddamn prostate surgery. It must be goddamn nice. It must be goddamn nice. And you know what's even better? The Padres were able to close a game without Taylor Rogers. And I understand it still sucks. It's still weird. You don't like it. And it was weird without Taylor Rogers. Kid Andy, I'm listening to you while working out, man. Get those steps in, kiddo. But they were able to get it done. And I want to say it one more time, guys. Manny Machado, he just came out as 10th in the hitter power rankings. Maybe because he's been slumping a little bit. I don't really see a slump. The dude's hitting 370 on the year, and his biggest hit of the night, maybe his biggest hit of the season, came against Duval in the 10th inning. Euphoria. 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 Thank you so much, Nate. Thank you so goddamn much for your donation, man. I appreciate you. Nate, you're my man. You're my man. All the OGs donating tonight. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate you all. My mods, Nate, thank you guys. You guys know that. You guys, everyone who supports me. Now, guys, here's a big thing, right? If you guys go to Vegas betting odds, if you go to betonline.ag, 89% of the people, okay, listen to this. 89% of the people betting on Padres Giants tomorrow are choosing the Giants. Ace, none of that, man. We'll talk later. 89% of the people, okay, 89% of the people bet the Giants to win tomorrow. The Giants are minus 150 favorites. Rodon Musgrove, if there's one pitcher you want to win the make you win the series tomorrow, who do you want pitching for the San Diego Padres, chat? Who do you want pitching for the San Diego Padres, chat? I think you guys know. I think you know we definitely 110% want No-No Joe tomorrow. 110% want No-No Joe tomorrow. It's not even close. Guys, take a look at this betting information, okay? You go to Yahoo Sportsbook. It's Musgrove Rodon tomorrow. Look at this. The spread is, it's minus 150 Giants. 87% of the people are betting Giants minus 150. Unbelievable. They don't like the Padres tomorrow. I'll tell you, I like the goddamn Padres. Besides Hog, I would go no Joe. I love it, Manuel. Welcome to the channel again, guys. We're so close to 3,800 subscribers, and I'll say it one more time. We are giving away a Nabil Chrismat jersey if we get to 4,000 subscribers by June 10th. Maybe I'll post something about it on my Instagram. But man, we don't know who's pitching Sunday yet. It has not been determined. So anybody, does anybody have any questions from tonight? Again, join the Padres Hogwatch Discord. This felt like an emotional win. And I want to ask you guys one more thing, chat. How do you feel about buying into this team? Because I totally understand after last year, it's hard, right? It's hard to be emotionally all in, right? After the collapse. It's kind of like you fall in love with somebody immediately at first, and then he or she, depends on who's watching, your sexuality, will leave you, and you thought that person was the one. So how much can you give your heart to this team right now, knowing that in June last year, you thought they were going to win the World Series? That's my biggest question, because I feel all in right now. I feel all in right now, but it's so hard because I know there's still a lot of issues with this team. I still feel there's a lot of issues with this team right now, man. Hog, how about Why Not Us merch? I'm actually working on some merch right now as well. I had a quick thing on merchandise, guys. Listen, I'm going to make a few limited number pieces of merchandise. I'm not going to do a big blast website of just Hogwatch logo printed on t-shirts. If I'm going to make clothing for you guys, I want it to be something that I'd wear and something that's actually cool, not just like a shitty print of my thing on it. So stay tuned on that. Working with some artists with that. Hogwatch, can you please sell quarter zips? Bro, I'm on it. Trust me. It's a different vibe for me this year. Less about having fun and more about playing to win. Sure. That's a very interesting point. But why not both, Blue Jay? Why not both? They can have fun, but they can also play to win. That's the thing, man. That's the thing. If they don't trade the deadline or before long sleeve tees, you guys want everything. I'm working on it. But guys, having Bob Melvin just lead the troops all the time, it just makes you feel like it's going to be different. But I would tell you guys, there's still a lot of issues here. Right? This bullpen is really concerning. Now I want to ask you guys this. When should AJ Preller go ahead and get a bullpen guy? Do you wait and see? Now listen, do you wait and see if you get Pomerantz back, you get Morahone back, you get some of these other guys back, and you're like, listen, those guys can help fix our bullpen? Or do you just say, hey, let's go trade for a guy? That's my question. Because we found a way to get it done, but it concerns me. It still continues to concern me. Because right now, and ADHD brings up a good point, it's concerning right now. You go into the eighth inning, and it's a two-run game, and you're biting those goddamn nails. So I really want to make sure that we have this bullpen. Getting a good bullpen is something that you can control. The Padres know that they can go ahead and acquire a lot of guys. They can go and get and got some pieces. They have farm system, farm capital to do so. So I think it's going to be very interesting, guys. I'm also in the Discord if you guys want to come in now and ask any Hog any questions in the stream. So let me know if you guys want to come into the goddamn Discord and ask any questions. Again, everybody, that's great. The memes in this Discord are getting so good, man. Are getting so damn good, man. I'm so freaking pumped right now, man. I'm so freaking pumped. And by the way, how have I not done this yet, man? Chat, how have I not played the goddamn wind bells yet? How have I not played them yet, man? And here's one more comment. Do you guys think that this Padre team prefers to play on the road? Ooh, what a comment here, huh? What a comment here. But do you guys believe that this Padre team, they may just like playing on the road more? Do you buy that?
What a comment.
Oops. I get the vibe that they feel like the underdogs on the road. They get excitement. And there's a different level of intensity when they play on the road. There's a different kind of intensity when they're on the road. So I don't know. Mob, DM me, bro. DM me on Twitter at the Hogwatch. If any of you guys, I have some people trying to help, but if any of you guys, by the way, are really, really good at like art stuff, creating merchandise, I will 100% be, I'm down to talk to you and see if we can figure something out. 100% down. So let me know, guys. DM me on Twitter at the Hogwatch if you guys want to discuss anything about that. Here's my Twitter. I'll give it for you guys to show. Here it is, everybody. Shoot me a DM. They're open on Twitter at the Hogwatch. I'd love to chat further if you guys are down. I tweeted it, man. It's freaking insane. Oh, man. Again, everybody, Machado. All good teams win on the road. All good teams find ways to win on the road. And it just seems like the Padres like to freaking play and win on the goddamn road. It always finds a way to goddamn win on the road, man. They've proven it in Philly. They've proven it in Atlanta. They're proving it in San Francisco. And again, it's one game, okay? Here's another thing that you guys need to understand too. It's very easy. It's very, very easy to get emotional tonight. And I'm 100% emotional and I'm 100% going crazy. Okay. Jakob says, looking forward to catching these streams every night, man. Been subscribed for a year, but just recently got way more involved. I don't know why earlier. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. But here's my biggest thing. Let's enjoy this win tonight. Okay. And here's something that Bob Melvin should be telling his guys. Let's enjoy this win tonight. But when you wake up tomorrow, it's business. You're going to face Carlos Rodon. The Giants are going to be pissed. They're going to be angry. And it's going to be on Fox Sports 1, national TV. The Padres never show out. Bob Melvin needs to tell those guys, you better play your fucking asses off tomorrow and win this series. Because you know Gabe Kapler and his guns are going to come out and play hard. And again, that's my biggest point to y'all. We're celebrating tonight. We got excited tonight. But it's very, very important to understand that it just is one game. And you need to get it going. You need to get on a roll. Now, these really good teams are able to win these kind of games. And the next day, if you have a day game, they're able to come back out and continue where they left off. Let's see 7 from Joe tomorrow. Let's see 7 innings pitched, 1 run from Joe tomorrow, 8 strikeouts from No. Let's get this series win, and let's keep getting it done. We keep finding ways to win series without Fernando Tatis Jr. John Heyman, guys, if you missed it, also reported that it's looking like El Nino is going to start taking swings, and he has – excuse me. That's a false report. I meant to say that El Nino – okay, is slated to come back at the end of June. That's what I meant to say. Okay? Now, I don't know where Heyman knows that. I don't know where Heyman knows that, but I will 100% take it. I will 100% take it. Again, everybody, crazy stat. The Padres were 25-14, 39 games into the season in 98. In 2022, the Padres are 25 and 14 into this season. How are you guys feeling, man? Do you guys want me to tell you what Hog does after all his streams when the Padres win? I literally do my stream, and then I literally just go and watch the Padres highlights again because it makes me so happy. I'm so happy. So again, everybody, some developments on the channel. We're going to have some emojis and stuff, hopefully next week, loyalty badges. I'm also going to try and work on the merchandise stuff again. My biggest thing is I don't want to give you guys shitty clothing. I want to give you something that I would wear. So I want to make sure it's really, really, really good. But man, what happened with Profar? So you want to know what happened with Profar? You won't want to hear from me. You want to hear from Dennis Lynn, who actually talked about the whole Jerkson Profar situation. Profar talked to Dennis Lynn on his own after the game. So here's what happened, Jerry. So Profar said he tried to throw a baseball to a Padres fan when someone else picked it up and threw it in his direction on the field. He threw it back into the stands. You pay to watch the game. You can talk. But as soon as you try to throw stuff, that's different. Profar also said he was preparing for the first pitch of the half inning when the first baseball landed near him. It's very dangerous. I'm not watching. They can hit me in the back of my head. Guys, this is very important. What if these idiot fans throw a baseball, they throw a bottle? And guys, Profar is not like he's wearing a helmet. He's wearing a hat. What if you hit him? What if you hit Profar in the head? You can go to jail if you're that fan. You're definitely getting kicked out. But I understand the fan may be mad for Profar throwing the ball back, but come on. Joey says, Hog, do you think Tatis does a rehab assignment? 100% he's going to go on a rehab assignment, man. Shameful behavior, though. And guys, if you guys don't follow me on Twitter, follow me at the Hogwatch. You can also see my Twitter feed from tonight. You can see a lot of these different situations with Profar. He got bottles thrown at him, guys. Take a look at this. Profar had bottles thrown at him tonight, which was freaking unbelievable. There's also a video where you can see the balls near him and he's pointing to the umpire. He's trying to point to the ump saying, look, it's that guy. That's where the guy threw the balls at me. So take a look at this as well. No audio, but this is kind of a little bit of a clip. And those are the two balls around him. He's literally getting balls thrown at him. I'm waiting for the goddamn John Boy. I'm waiting for the John Boy breakdown of this shit, man. It was freaking insane. It was freaking insane. Nuts. Just freaking nuts. Oh, man, it feels good. It feels good, man. It feels good. No. No, 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 no. Here's another thing. PJ says, let's hope they throw shit tomorrow. If they do, it's an automatic forfeit. On second thought, the Padres should start throwing stuff. No, guys. Let's try. And listen, Padres fans, we're not that classy either. I'm going to be honest. Dodgers fans are not classy at all. But it's important for us to not be doing those kind of things. Man, these guys are players. Like, you guys forget. These people are people. Play the game. You know, it's one thing to heckle. They're used to heckling. They're paid millions of dollars. They're okay to hear some heckling. But let's not throw shit at them, man. You cannot throw shit at players regardless of situation. Never do that, guys. Never, never do that. You can heckle. Don't talk about a player's family. You can heckle about the player. But that's about it, man. You saw what happened with the Yankees. You saw the terrible PR that received. So, I don't know, everybody. But, guys, this one feels so goddamn good. Any final takeaways from tonight? Who do you guys want in the lineup tomorrow? So, you're facing Rodon, right? Rodon's a lefty. So, you're probably going to see Voit tomorrow, and you're probably going to see Cano hit the bench because it's going to be Rodon. So, I don't know. Hosmer's cooling off a little bit. At least Machado is still staying hot. But, again, you got the left-hander and Rodon against Joe Musgrove tomorrow. And guys, you know what's crazy? The Padres are 23rd in batting average. The Padres are 16th in on-base percentage. The Padres are 10th in runs scored. They're 22nd in home runs. They're 23rd in slugging percentage. But they just find ways to get it done. But this Padre offense still hasn't been amazing. You compare them to the San Francisco Giants, and the Giants are top 10 in home runs. But it's still going to be a heavy right-handed lineup tomorrow. It's going to be Voit tomorrow. It's going to be Kim tomorrow. They're probably still going to play Cronenworth. Definitely Cano is not going to play tomorrow. It's definitely not going to be Cano tomorrow. Again, everybody, this is on Apple Podcasts. It's also on Spotify. Oh, man. I'm feeling great, everybody. You ever been to a Red Sox-Yankees game? It's thrown all game. Voit home run tomorrow and get the boys fired up. Man, if we can get a Voit bomb tomorrow and see Voit go deep, because when Voit came back for that Cubs series, you got pretty excited with this two-home run game. But then Luke Voit just kind of, you know, he just hasn't been good. He's been swinging for the goddamn fences. He's been swinging like crazy. So it's just not really like, you know, it's just not really one of those nights. So you would hope that he gets it going, man. Now, I want to ask you guys this. What are our thoughts on Trent Grisham? What are our thoughts on Trent Grisham? He made an absolutely unbelievable play in the outfield. I want to see if I can pull it up. He made an unbelievable play. Here it is. I want to talk about his bat, though, but look at Trent Grisham's big-time play in the sixth inning. Unbelievable play, guys. You know he's going to make those kind of plays. Like, you know he's going to make those kind of plays. And you know, it's struggling right now, right? He's still struggling right now. But you feel like, I have this feeling that his plate appearances are better. I just have a feeling that Grisham's plate appearances are getting a little bit better. And I hope I'm right. I hope he comes around. Because all you can do is just hope, and all you can do is you have to keep playing him. You have to keep playing Trent Grisham, and you have to make the assumption that it's going to come around. Again, if you guys don't know it as well, I'm back home in San Diego this week, and I may be back for a few days into the week, which is why I'm streaming on my laptop. But guys, is this better than the Alfaro stream? I brought my microphone this time. I got the camera. The lighting's better. So at least hopefully the temporary home setup is a little bit better. Obviously, the audio isn't as good. I need to fix, as well as I can't show my scoreboard and the graphics aren't the same. But hey, we got to improvise. What a day to have a stream. What a day to have a stream. No, he's the other Adam. Who's the ADHD everyone talks about? Oh, Adam Glick. Who's Glick? I don't know who Adam Glick is. I don't really remember Ha-Sung Kim's at-bats today. Let's go through each guy and talk about their at-bats. Like, how are some of these guys? What were your thoughts on Cronenworth's at-bats? I mean, he got hit on one at-bat. He had the home run. I still think I hope he comes around. I just hope he comes around. I thought he had some better quality at-bats. He scored the most runs, I believe, on the Padre team, which is a great sight to see, guys. This is underrated, you know? When you see that he scored 3 runs, like, that is underrated. You absolutely love to freaking see that. You absolutely freaking love to see that, man. Nate, which dono did I miss? I'm so sorry, Nate. God, yo, the chat was going insane tonight, man. Yo, if I missed any super chats, guys, listen, I promise at this point, when we have streams that are these big now, I cannot get to everyone's chat. I try to never miss a super chat, though. So if I missed any super chats tonight, please let me know who. And I really do apologize, because for you guys' support on that extra level, I really need to acknowledge that. So I'm really sorry if I did miss a super chat tonight. Nate, if I missed your super chat, I don't care. I'm playing. Machado, 3 hits, man. Hosmer, I think Hosmer struggled a bit tonight. I think what I've noticed with Hosmer a little bit, they're trying to jam him a little bit more to kind of get him to pop up in the infield. So I've noticed Hosmer, they're starting to pitch into him a little bit more. So it's going to be interesting to see the kind of adjustments Hosmer makes as he's slowing down. It's really great to see Profar get back over to the Mendoza line, man. It's really nice to see him have a big 3-hit day, and he really came due in the cleanup position. By the way, everybody, that Profar, he came through again in the 10th inning. We all talk about timely hitting. We all talk about situations where getting that one run in the 10th is important. But guys, with this new extra innings rule, with the inherited runner on second base, it's not just about getting one run. It's about getting 2 runs, and that's when you start to feel very, very confident. That's when you start to feel very, very confident about that kind of situation. Again, welcoming all my new members to the Padres Hogwatch Discord. Welcome to the goddamn stream. Will Myers, great at bats tonight. El Gallo, again, timely hitting. Robinson Cano, 0-for-5 tonight. But this is a statistical game where you just cannot be like, oh my God, he went 0-for-5. He was bad tonight. Chat, Robinson Cano was really good tonight at the plate. He had the 14-pitch at-bat. He had another 9-pitch at-bat. I thought Cano really focused on driving a pitch count. You know what you can tell about professional hitters? Even if they're not hitting well for average right now, Robinson Cano, he sees a ton of pitches. And the one big thing sometimes with this Padres roster notoriously is that starting pitchers are able to go deep into games because we keep their pitch counts too low. But Robinson Cano, don't you know, drives up pitching count. He sees a lot of pitches, and those are very valuable at-bats regardless of outcome. Big time. I thought Kim had some good PAs again tonight as well. Ha-Sung Kim had, almost a 10-pitch at-bat, another 8-pitch at-bat. So listen, the Padres, some of them were to tell you they had 11 hits, and they would say, you know what, Hog? We could have had even more than that. I thought the plate approaches, I thought the quality of at-bats with respect to a few at-bats were very, very great tonight. Very, very great tonight. And again, this was literally like a clean played game. 8 runs to 7 runs, 11 hits to 10 hits, 0 errors apiece. This was a great game, guys. This was a playoff level style quality baseball game. You know, you got my parents who don't love the game and they're locked in. Cano sucks. I disagree. And you guys want to know what's another great thing about Robinson Cano? He tries to hit the ball the other way. He literally is trying to hit the ball to left field. And you love that. He naturally, the way he contorts his body, he's hitting the ball to left field. He had a foul ball today that should have was so close to being a double. I really believe that Cano can come through for this team. Now, the question is at expense of who, right? When is it going to be where Luke Voit's going to play? Like, I think it's an easy decision when it's lefties on lefties. I mean, when it's a left-handed pitcher, it's going to be Voit, right? But then when it's a righty, it's going to be Cano. I think that's kind of how they're doing it right now. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of what the situation is with that. I don't know. He's just a professional hitter. Absolutely. We take a look at some of his numbers too. It's just 2022, but look, he doesn't have a ton of hits. It's still early in 2022, but look where he's hitting the ball. Look where he's hitting the ball, guys. He's hitting the ball to left field. This is a left-handed hitter. He is not a pull hitter, and these are things that are great to see. You love to goddamn see that, man. You love to goddamn see that. Again, welcome to the post-game show, everybody. It is goddamn midnight. Is this the latest we've streamed this year? Do you guys remember I sometimes did streams like so goddamn late last year, like 2 in the morning? Hello! Dude, my parents are sleeping, bro. I'm so amped. We still got 230 of y'all in here, man. I'm locked in. Does anybody want to come into the Discord and ask Hog any questions from tonight, kind of as our final segment in the stream if you guys want? Hey, guys, go ahead and join the Padres Hog Watch Discord. I'm in the Discord. Hog to Ace. Oh, I love it. I'm so dead. Hog to Ace. I'm so dead. Guys, I'm in the general section. I'm in the VIP section. If you want to join the Discord, have any questions, comments on the games, go ahead and join it right now. Whew. If you guys are new to the channel, subscribe. Again, I'm giving away into Bill Krizmat jersey if we hit 4,000 subscribers by June 10th. Remember the extra innings lost against the Dodgers last year? I think that was a 3 a.m. stream in my garage. Maddie, what a freaking game, man. What a freaking game. What a freaking game. I fell asleep after El Gallo hit a double. You're insane. Thank you for streaming. Thank you for watching. I want to see Voit go yard tomorrow so badly. He's going to get a lot of fastballs from Rodon, so who knows? Oh, my God. We got Sky and ADHD going back and forth if they get Soto because I think it's less than 1% chance and it's all smoke. You guys got to come on. Oh, we got some people. Yo, I just missed somebody in general. Come back, bro. Come back. I just missed you in general. Come along and join the Discord. I want to hear what you guys have to say, man. Oh, man. This is going to be great, man. This is going to be great. And you know what's also great? You guys remember they asked Bob Melvin. They asked Bob Melvin. They said, Bob, you know, what are your thoughts on this bullpen right now? You know, what are your thoughts on this pen right now? You know, it's struggling. But you know what Bob said? He said, screw it. We're 25-14. It is not the end of May, and the Padres are 11 games over 500. They're 25-14. And you know what the amazing part is, guys? You know what the amazing part is? This offense has been bad. I'd be lying to you. This offense has been bad. This Padre offense has been pretty bad all year, with except of Manny Machado and a little bit of Eric Hosmer, definitely Eric Hosmer, and they're 11 games over 500. Wait till they start to click. Wait till Tatis comes back. It's going to be a whole different animal. And if they're able to get some guys in their bullpen too, it's going to be freaking insanity. It's going to be freaking insanity, man. And just wait till they get this kid back. You guys ready for the constant kisses in the camera, the winks in the camera? I can't freaking wait. Keep your eye out, everybody. June 30th. The Padres go to Chavez Ravine. That's my target date for Fernando Tatis Jr. That's my number one target date. Now, everybody, are y'all going to sleep well tonight, man? Are y'all going to sleep well tonight? I'm going to sleep so damn well tonight. I'm so happy right now. And guys, you know what the best part about doing these streams are in these shows? Right after that game, I just feel the energy with y'all. I feel the excitement with y'all in these goddamn post-game shows. I just feel it with y'all, man. It's unbelievable. I mean, you know what's crazy? Game 7 of the NBA Finals or a Wednesday night San Diego Padre game? I hate to admit it, but you know I'm turning on the Padre game. I just feel it, man. And this is the journey that we need to go on this year. It's going to be a crazy year. It's going to be ugly at times. Guys, there will be losing streaks. There will be the dog days of summer. But I'm going to tell you guys a message, and this is me that I need to tell myself as well. Got to stay even keel. We celebrate tonight, but we wake up tomorrow, eat some breakfast, hit the gym, and lock in. Turn on Fox Sports 1 and lock the F in for a big time game, everybody. Again, everybody, thank you so much for watching. The Padres win. Absolutely enjoy the rest of your Friday nights. I guess now Saturday mornings. It was a stressful one. Before we leave, everybody, let's get one more round in the chat. We got 200 of y'all in here. We got 300 plus y'all, 330 at one point. I need every single one of you in the chat to spam "Why Not Us." We got emojis coming out with it very soon. But guys, why not us? Why not us? Why not us? David, I appreciate it, man. I don't know if I want to do it, but hey, maybe I'll take over Donnie, huh? Why not us? Everybody, have a safe rest of your night. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I will see you tomorrow. By the way, I'll be hopping in my Discord right now for anybody who wants to hang out and chat with Hogster further. But it's been your boy Hog, and I'm signing out. Peace!